Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Steve Miller Band, just now inducted into the Rock Opera Hall of Fame. Way too long it took, but just got that word. The Steve Miller Band, we like them around here. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Forbes is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Everybody knows Steve, and one of the great thought leaders, and one of the great leaders, one of the great stewards of capitalism on the planet. And we appreciate the work, the good work that you do, Steve, and small businesses all across the country look up to you for your abiding stewardship and advocacy for the fundamentals of capitalism. And you proven it again with your new book, Reviving America: How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity, with your co-author, Elizabeth Ames. She's a great writer herself. We talked about the Fed, reforming the Fed, in the last segment. Now let's talk about the tax code. And this is something you've been talking about since the 90s, Steve.
That's right. And 30 countries around the world, Jim, have done it. So this is not laboratory stuff. I think we can take encouragement that a couple of candidates for the Republican nomination have come out in favor of the flat tax.
Tell the audience what the flat tax is, in case somebody
The flat tax would junk the current tax code, throw it out. You'd have a single rate on the personal side, generous exemptions for adults and for children. A family of four, for instance, no federal income tax on your first $52,000 of income. No and only 17% above the $52,000 level. No tax on savings. No death taxes. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. On the business side, you would have instant expensing of capital expenditures.
No depreciation. Yep. All 179 direct expensing.
Direct expensing.
Yeah.
And if you have a loss, you carry forward. You do that, you'd see this economy roar like a rocket.
They'd have more money. The politicians have more money to spend. They know what to do with.
That would be a nice problem.
You've done the research on this to show that it won't be revenue negative, right?
No, the first couple of years it will be 3 years, because it takes time for this to kick in. You don't build factories overnight,
right?
But you'd see a revived economy. And it's also a moral issue. You know, the IRS estimates we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. And we spend about $300 billion a year complying with the code. Now, you go back the last 20 years, add up those tens of billions of hours mm-hmm. wasted. You add up all the trillions it comes to that we wasted complying with this thing. You think of all the brain power that's been wasted with this thing. And then think of all the new products, all the new services, all the new medical devices, all the new cures, research to combat diseases that could have been done, mm-hmm. but instead wasted on this tax code.
One of the benefits of this for the revenue side, and I think from the standpoint of nationalism, Steve, is it broadens the base, doesn't it?
It does. Well, if you make it, you pay it. One of the things that will happen with vigorous growth is that incomes will start going up again. One reason why we wrote this book is that most Americans still feel they're in a recession, and they're right.
Right.
Their real
That's
incomes
right.
haven't gone
A lot
up.
Of small businesses still feel that way.
Yeah, margins are under pressure. You're getting hit from all sides. You have an administration that doesn't think you're that important anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, would there be deductions for residential mortgage interest?
Well, what we do to keep it real simple, so you can literally do it on a sheet of paper and a few keystrokes if you want on your computer, is we have no deductions except for those generous exemptions. We've mm-hmm. designed it so that everyone still gets a tax cut. So mm-hmm. we don't get in this dead-end political game of who's helped, who's hurt. And because people are always suspicious, we give people a choice. If you want to go to the new system, fine. If you want to stay with the old system, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So we say to people, see for yourself which one is better. Don't take our word for it. And I think when people hear that, they'll say, hey, let's try it. Let's see which one is better.
So we get to, now see, this is, in sales, Steve, this is what we call the puppy dog close. See, a puppy dog close is where you know, if somebody's looking at the puppy dog, you say, oh, just take it home with you. You know, who's going to bring back a puppy, right, once the kids get it? So what you're saying is once your Trojan horse, Platex, gets in the house, they're going to keep it, aren't they?
You bet they are. I love that puppy dog sale.
Yeah, the puppy dog close. And I love the flat tax, and it's got to be differentiated from the national sales tax or the value added tax, because those are extra taxes, right? They're not they're not replacing the tax code. They're in addition to.
Yeah, and that's why if you want something like the VAT, you must amend the Constitution, which takes time.
They can't do it.
As you know, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution allows Washington to impose an income tax.
Right.
If you don't repeal that, I guarantee you're going to have what you have in most states, income tax, sales tax, and almost virtually every country, income tax and a consumption tax.
If you have a healthy disregard for the for politicians, anytime somebody talks about value-added tax or sales tax, just turn it off. I mean, don't listen, because it's not going to come. Nothing good's going to come from that. The flat tax is a replacement, and that's the reason why I like Steve's ideas. And it's right there in the book, Reviving America, just out now. Tintail, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.